The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause, a show dedicated to helping you to learn what the root causes of some of the most common health conditions are, and not only providing information on what those root causes are, but to tell you non-drug and non-surgical approaches to alleviate and hopefully to cure many of these common conditions. Today's episode will be no different. We're going to talk about gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD, and also we're going to spend some time talking about ulcers. You know, we want to really help you dig in today to understand what these root causes are. Trust me when I tell you that you are not suffering from a lack of Tums, a lack of Rolaids, a lack of Zantac. While those can be helpful things to alleviate symptoms, they are not treating the root cause of the problem. And as soon as you stop taking those things, guess what? Symptoms are back again the next day or a couple days later. So I see a lot of people, a lot of patients that are daily relying on things like Tums and Rolaids and prescription antacids to get by, to alleviate the symptoms. So some of the most common symptoms of reflux and ulcers are abdominal pain, but also things like heartburn, where you get this burning behind your sternum and your chest. Some people with reflux have chronic cough, chronic sore throat, and there's a whole host of other symptoms that can accompany it. Some people that get heartburn think the first times they get it think there's something seriously wrong, and they end up getting a cardiovascular workup to make sure it isn't their heart. And it turns out to be nothing more than just common heartburn. I wanted to share with you some of the latest news on Zantac. Zantac, also called ranitidine, one of the most common prescriptions used for heartburn reflux. They actually came out with warnings on it that it actually contains a carcinogenic ingredient. And so, in other words, there's something in that medicine they have found that is actually promoting of cancer. So just a little warning to you, if that's a medication you're currently on or taking, you might want to talk to your doctor about switching to something else that is not so harmful to your body. Interestingly, so I have tons of patients that are on some of these medications, omeprazole, Zantac, and if you look up what types of things can come from long-term use of those, well, one of the things we know from research studies is that they cause nutrient depletions. By that I mean, by taking certain pills or drugs, yes, they may help with symptoms, but you're harming yourself if you do it long-term. You just looking up Zantac, which I just did yesterday in preparation for the show. Zantac causes nutrient depletions of calcium, folic acid, iron, vitamin B12, vitamin D, and zinc. So when you block stomach acid, as Zantac does, antacid, it causes problems whereby you don't absorb nutrients while you don't digest food as well. Calcium, for instance, needs an acidic environment in the stomach to be properly digested and absorbed. And so when you take that long term, you're setting up yourself for potential risk of developing things like osteoporosis down the road. If you develop a iron or a B12 deficiency because of it, well, you may end up having anemia. Vitamin D is probably our most protective vitamin known to protect against things like the flu, the common flu. And so if you have a vitamin D deficiency that develops, you will have a weakened immune system and be more vulnerable to things like the flu and hormonal imbalances that vitamin D is greatly involved with, and also osteoporosis, because vitamin D is essential for bone health. And the mineral zinc is important for your skin, your hair, your nails. It's important for healing processes in the body. It's very important for your immune system. So you're trading a relief of one symptom for a potential of more serious problems down the road when you take these types of things long term. I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. Functional medicine offers a better way because functional medicine helps to find the root cause of the problem, the symptom, the abdominal pain, the heartburn, the hoarseness of the throat, or the chronic cough that is caused by the reflux. And so we're going to dig into some of those causes here in just a moment. If you have a question, though, at this time, reach out to us at 507-752-7650. Or you can look us up online at redrockchiro.com. And our email is redrockchiro@centurytel.net. When you look at our website, redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab for Treat the Cause. And all of our past episodes over the last almost 2 years now are archived there. Lots of different topics to choose from. I'm certain you'll find one that either addresses some health issue you have, or a friend or a family member or a neighbor. Let them know about this website and help avail them to this information as well. Also on our website, you will find a tab for functional medicine. Functional medicine is something that I'm board certified in, and I use my training in that to be kind of like a medical detective. I help people to look at their beyond their symptoms and to help them to find what is causing those symptoms and to help them to treat what's not functioning right in the body and to recover, hopefully without heavy reliance on drugs. So we're going to dig into GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. We're going to talk about some of the common causes, but we're also going to talk about how we use functional medicine testing to determine if what we're talking about is the root cause and how we can go about treating that. So number one is you got to look at the level of stomach acid. The number one symptom of GERD is heartburn. And most people think that the problem is that the body or the stomach is producing too much acid. And that acid then rides up into the esophagus, causing that familiar symptom of heartburn. And for some people, that is the cause. But interestingly, it's actually the treatment for many times for people with gastroesophageal reflux disease who are relying on antacids is they actually need, in reality, just the opposite. I find that a lot of people that have reflux or heartburn, their stomach acid levels are too low. Follow my line of thinking here. Say you ate a meal, a meat and potato and vegetable, a classic American meal, rural area here. And what if you are, say you're 50, 60, 70 years old, and over time your stomach acid production is just kind of, it's lessened. It's not where it was once used to be. So if you don't produce enough stomach acid, you don't digest as efficiently or as quickly as you normally should. So food tends to sit in the stomach longer than it should. The digestive process is slowed down. Well, when food sits in the stomach too long, guess what happens? Many times things begin to reflux back up, and voila, you have heartburn, you have chronic cough, things like that. So how do you know? How do you know if your stomach acid is too high or too low? Well, one thing that we many times do with people is we do a simple blood test called a comprehensive metabolic panel or profile. And we look at a specific marker on there called chloride. Chloride levels really help determine if how much HCl or hydrochloric acid your stomach is producing. If the test is low, well, you're likely not producing enough stomach acid. And if it's high, well, you're likely producing too much. This helps then to know how to treat the problem. Does the person need to drop acidic or stomach acid levels, or does the person need to increase it? I find about 80% of the time, in actuality, the person needs to increase their stomach acid levels. And how do we treat that then? Well, we give them a supplement called betaine HCl, hydrochloric acid. Little tablet they take right at the beginning of their meals that actually gives them a little boost of stomach acid. And then what happens is they digest their food much more efficiently, quicker. The food gets out of the stomach quicker, and voila, heartburn is greatly alleviated. Just had a patient recently we did this very thing on, and she's no longer relying on her Tums and her Rolaids every day as she had previously. Another common, so stomach acid levels, very important to look at. Number two, many people have what's called a hiatal hernia. Basically, it's a herniation of the upper part of the stomach that comes a little bit up into the esophagus. You'll see it in many people. Sometimes that develops during pregnancy. You tend to see it in people that are a little more heavy set. Puts extra pressure in the abdominal area. And what we do with that is, well, the way to diagnose it is only through a scope. They have to do an endoscopy where they put a scope down and look at the end of the esophagus to see if one exists. That's one of the most common ways, at least, to look for it. But if so many people that have reflux, heartburn, things like that, they know they have a hiatal hernia. So what we do, we have a very simple, gentle chiropractic maneuver where we kind of get on top of the stomach and we gently, lightly pull that down a little bit. It's a procedure I've used on hundreds of patients over the years, and for many, it's a simple maneuver but it provides great relief because it kind of reduces that herniation there. Secondly, from strictly a chiropractic point of view, the nerves that go to the stomach and esophagus, well, they kind of start in the mid-back area. So many times we find problems in the mid-back area. I can't tell you how many patients I've had over the years that come into me, doc, I got this pain in my mid-back or my upper back between my shoulder blades, and that's what they're coming to me for. And we do some gentle chiropractic manipulation in those areas to reduce the problems we find, and then a few days go by or a week or two as we're treating them, and they'll say things like, doc, since you've been treating me, my digestion has been so much better. I don't have that heartburn like I used to have, and so forth. So there is a relationship between function of the nerves coming from the spine and the function of the organs they go to, namely esophagus and stomach in this case. So some simple chiropractic work can really make a profound difference for some of these things. Thirdly, a lot of people that have reflux or heartburn type symptoms, they'll say, boy, when I eat certain foods, I really pay for it, or I get indigestion or stomach upset. Well, common sense would tell you a lot of digestive problems are caused by sensitivities to certain foods. So logically, we do food sensitivity testing, simple blood tests that can be done to determine which foods a person are safe for them to consume, in other words, that don't cause any negative reactions. But conversely, we're able to tell very scientifically and objectively which foods are problematic for that particular individual. So we do a test called a Food Safe 95 test, and in some cases a food safe 190 test. Either we test 95 foods in one panel or in some cases up to 190 different foods. The report comes back and it shows which foods are safe and which foods cause moderate or severe reactions. Seen a number of patients over the years that once we figured this out, we cleaned up those foods in their diet that were causing problems, and guess what? Boom, their heartburn, reflux, abdominal pain, indigestion symptoms are much, much better. So the food sensitivity testing takes the guesswork out of it. Instead of thinking, well, I think it's this food or that food, we can test objectively, scientifically, and know. And then lastly, some cases of abdominal discomfort, reflux, heartburn, things like that, are caused by a specific bacteria called Helicobacter pylori. This was discovered several years ago. And so this specific bacteria, if you get basically infected with that in your stomach or esophageal lining, it can cause a lot of problems. So we do specific testing, a stool analysis, to see if this bad bug is present within the digestive tract. And if it is, well, one of the things we do is we help to eradicate that bad bug. And when that's done, many times these symptoms will greatly clear up. So that's kind of the gist of gastroesophageal reflux, with its most common symptom being heartburn. You got to test for stomach acid levels. You got to have check for hiatal hernia. You should do food sensitivity testing and also be tested for H. pylori or Helicobacter pylori. Let's talk a little bit about ulcers. Used to be the lowdown on ulcers was that, it's some kind of chronic stress. That's the cause of ulcers. And certainly stress can cause or exacerbate many underlying conditions. But we know from recent research that the actual cause is what I just talked about. Ulcers are caused many times by a bacteria, that one called Helicobacter pylori, or H. pylori for short. And they've isolated this pathogenic bacteria in cultures of people that suffer from ulcers. Of course, ulcers, they get this gnawing pain in their stomach. Usually comes on after eating, and they do scopes down the esophagus into the stomach, and then they can diagnose and see these ulcers. But it's caused by this bacteria that probably comes from contaminated food, contaminated water, somebody that has a weakened immune system, and then this bad bug, in a sense, kind of takes hold. And so the treatment for ulcer is usually you gotta eliminate this bad bug. We test for H. pylori. As I said before, we have the patient do a stool analysis. If they have H. pylori bacteria in the digestive tract anywhere, it'll be picked up in the stool analysis culture that is done, and then we know that it is present, and then we know what we need to do to go forward to help alleviate the person's stomach ulcers. One, to eradicate this H. pylori stuff. The other thing you'll see in a lot of people that you do stool analysis on with ulcers is they have what's called dysbiosis, meaning bad guys, things like H. pylori or other bad bacteria, sometimes it's parasites, sometimes it's yeast overgrowth. Basically, the bad guys have overtaken the good guys. So in your intestinal tract, throughout your digestive system, there are beneficial or good bacteria. A lot of people know them as when they take their probiotics, they're trying to build up the good guys. Well, a lot of people, the good guys, have been overwhelmed and overtaken by the bad guys, and so they get digestive symptoms. And when the good guys are too low, it just really allows some of those bad guys to take hold. This can imbalance the immune system in the body and create a whole host of digestive problems and many other things which I don't have time to get into. So it's important for people with ulcers to not just look to see, well, do you have this pathogenic H. pylori bacteria growing, but what are the levels of the good guys? And so through our analysis of with functional medicine and stool testing, we can see what these levels of the good guys are, so we know which strain or strains need to be rebuilt or to be built back up to combat these bad guys that have overgrown. And of course, a lot of people with ulcers will note certain foods are aggravating of their condition. So once again, it's common sense to do food sensitivity testing to see which foods agree with this person's system and which ones don't. It just totally baffles me when I have patients that come into me with digestive problems, be it irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, ulcers, reflux, gallbladder problems, and they go to the gastroenterologist, the GI specialist, and they do CT scans and ultrasounds and x-rays and endoscopies and colonoscopies, and they're looking for pathological processes. Sometimes they find them, but most of the time they don't. And the person is given some type of drug for their digestive symptom. And I've never seen a patient that was ever tested for food sensitivities. Doesn't it make common sense that if you have a digestive problem, maybe you ought to look at somebody's diet to see if the foods that they're eating are causing or at least contributing to their digestive problem? I think so. So in our office, if somebody comes into us with a digestive-related problem, we do food sensitivity testing. Just that alone has solved many, many of our patients' digestive problems. We got to know what in the diet is problematic and what is not, so that we can get their diet right and fix a lot of these underlying root causes that we see. Again, if you have a question about this stuff, reach out to us at 507-752-7650. Or look us up again on our website at redrockchiro.com or email us at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. So as we wrap up today's episode, you know, I just want to encourage you that if you're living with digestive problems, reflux, heartburn, ulcers, you maybe have chronic constipation or diarrhea or alternating, you have excess gas, bloating, you have abdominal pain, and you're just living with the symptoms, or you're relying on just taking medicine to alleviate symptoms, I would encourage you to try to look to find the root cause of it. Most of the time, these disorders are functional. They're not pathological, meaning something is imbalanced. Something is a little too low. Something is a little too high. Maybe the digestive enzymes, maybe the stomach acid, maybe the good and bad bacterial ratio. Something is a little off, and these are the types of things that only if doctor trained in functional medicine is going to be able to identify for you. And then once you do your due diligence to find the root cause, the treatment is then to restore balance. If something is too low, we build it back up. If something is too high, we try to knock it down. If there is a specific food or foods in the diet that are problematic, we counsel patients on how they can make little changes in their diet to eradicate or to greatly eliminate the problem that the food is causing. In other words, do objective testing, find the root cause, and then treat the root cause instead of saying, you have this symptom, here's your pill for that. You have that symptom, here's your pill for that. I don't dispute that that can alleviate symptoms, but it doesn't fix the root cause. And when you take some of these things long-term, as we discussed, it can cause other problems to develop. And so the win-win is to find that cause, to treat that cause, and not only do you feel better, but you actually are better for the long term. So in our next episode of Treat the Cause, which will air on the 9th of November at 11:30 on KLGR, we're going to talk about some cases. People that came to me with chronic heartburn, ulcers, reflux, abdominal pain, things of that nature, And what we found through functional medicine testing, how we approached the treatment of that condition, and the types of responses they were able to see. So we're gonna put this, what we've talked about, into action next time and just reveal some actual cases from my own clinical practice that I think will hopefully encourage you and inspire you and show you that it is possible to get long-term relief of a lot of these types of conditions. I want to thank you for sticking with me to the end for today's episode of Treat the Cause. I look forward to bringing our next episode to you, and I just thank you so much for being a faithful listener to our show. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.